Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 5th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up a penny and a quarter, December wheat down 0.75 cents, and January beans down 4 cents. The beans were actually higher with about 15 minutes to go, and then they broke about the same time the corn rallied a little bit. Not sure what came out there, but I don't know if that'll carry over into the day session here. We did sell 100,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That should be a little supportive of the corn. The general feelings for the reports on Thursday are lower production number in corn and beans, but being offset by a reduction in demand. So kind of a net wash out there. Obviously, everybody's going to be watching to see if there's any presidential tweets regarding China. North Korea came out with something that they're not going to sit still for having sanctions put on them. They want sanctions removed before they want to move forward with any talks. I don't think that'll have much bearing on the markets here today. We're going to get export inspections at 10 o'clock. I'm guessing they're going to be on the light side. Tonight's crop progress report is going to be watched very carefully. I think we're moved behind now in corn and staying behind in the beans. We've had an awful lot of cold, wet weather out here, really across much of the Midwest. We were raining cold here over the weekend in Chicago and around the state. Reports I'm seeing still show a lot of corn and beans still out in the fields and probably not faring too well out here. So I think if we see that on the crop reports tonight, that should be a little bit supportive come tonight or tomorrow morning. We've got the report again on Thursday. Weather remains wet. So I don't know, it's kind of a mixed bag out here. But I think the big things will be the report, any presidential tweets. Looks like we're trying to get a little bit closer with the Chinese. There's been some progress there, but we have to wait to see. And obviously, we've got the elections tomorrow. I think that could be a game changer. If the Democrats win back the House, I think that weakens the president's position out here, and he may be more likely to make a deal with the Chinese. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.